I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm here with Gene Noem with National Pork Board. Gene, can you tell us what the pork checkoff is?
Yeah, pork checkoff is a checkoff where pig farmers, owners of pigs, pay 35 cents for every dollar of value, and it goes into a bank account. And that bank account, by order of the act and order that was created in 1986, passed by the Congress, is really devoted to research, education, and promotion of the product of pork and the production practices and our brand and image in the world. And so what we do is make sure that we use those funds in that way to advance the value of pork and the reputation of the industry in the U.S.
And Gene, the NPB, the National Pork Board, is consumer focused and producer driven. What does this mean?
Well, you know, what we mean by that is that there's a board of directors, 15 members, that are voted on by their peers to serve for 3-year terms at the national level and administer those funds. We have a budget of around $60 to $70 million a year that's put into this bank account that I mentioned, and that is used for the three efforts, as I mentioned: promotion, education, and research. So when it's talked about producer-driven, producers decide the priorities. Producers decide the activities to make advancements in those priorities, and producers hold staff accountable to get the work done that we want. And so it's a network, not just at the national level, but 40% of those funds also move right down into the state, to 20 to 40%, and down to the state level. So the Kansas Pork Producers Association, as an example, will work in that same arena in the state of Kansas, understand the issues, and making sure that they're really helping our pig farming network benefit from the investment of checkoff funds.
And Gene, can you tell me about your recent USMEF trip to South Korea and Japan?
Yeah, Tamara, thanks for the transition. I have been on the board of directors for the National Pork Board for 7 years, just transitioned off, and today I am now a board member for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. What is that? Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation receives funding from, like, cattlemen. Kansas Cattlemen is one of those that contributes. National Beef Cattlemen's Association, National Pork Board. And those funds are matched by a lot, primarily by USDA funds, and it's used to really promote meat products, beef, lamb, and pork. And of course, I'm interested in pork, just don't forget that. Beef, lamb, and pork internationally. And so if you are a meat processor and you want to understand the trends in consumption, the type of products in Vietnam, as an example, these folks at U.S. Meat Export Federation would know those products, and they would know how to help you think about exporting product to there, give you connections and that. Recently, I went to Seoul, Korea. 50 million people in the country of Korea. Half of those people live in the city of Seoul. What I saw there was, man, with half of them live in one city, they're not breeding new farmers. They're not creating new farmers. But the breadbasket of the U.S., places like Kansas, can be there to provide that food to them. And we're especially proud to be a part of the pork supply to South Korea. It's been a growing market for us.
And I have been talking to Gene Noem with National Pork Board, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.